Welcome back to the Bryan Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, the new message from Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, just the latest in an increasingly sophisticated media campaign. We'll dig in, but first let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Ms. Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. Evacuations continue today in Southern California as the fires there rage on. More than 1,000 houses have been burned, and 5 deaths are linked to the blazes. The blazes have affected roughly 600 square miles. President Bush has offered federal disaster assistance and is scheduled to visit the affected areas Thursday. Hundreds of thousands of people have had to flee their homes, many more than once, like Joanne Ferrion. She's a reporter for KPBS in San Diego. I talked to her yesterday, and she told me she and her family left their home Sunday outside in a San Diego suburb. Now they're staying in a friend's garage in an area called Pacific Beach, which hasn't yet been affected by the fires.
There's a huge sense of relief. We all slept for the first time.
Yeah.
And that, it just feels a lot different.
Are you worried, though, about your house?
You know, yesterday when I hadn't slept and I didn't know where we were going to go, and especially being a mother and having a son in the car, and I wasn't sure, are we going north, are we going south, where are we going to stay? Mm-hmm. When there was, in that moment, I thought, oh, we may not have a house. I obviously, it would be horrible if we lost our house. But it's actually not the first thing on our minds right now. The first thing is, where do we spend tonight or where do we go tomorrow?
That was Joanne Ferrion of San Diego. She and her family have had to evacuate twice to escape the fires in Southern California. In other news, President Bush is expected to make a speech today warning Cuba's government that passing power from one Castro to another is not the best thing for the Cuban people. According to the White House spokeswoman, Bush will use a speech to urge a democratic transition in Cuba. The 81-year-old Cuban leader Fidel Castro passed power to his brother Raul last year after Fidel fell ill. Bush is expected to suggest reforms like granting property rights and access to the internet. A commentary by Castro in the government-led Cuban press says the so-called transition Bush is endorsing is just a new attempt by the U.S. to conquer Cuba by force. And remember, we told you last week about the school board in Maine that voted to give middle schoolers access to birth control without parental permission. Well, the vote sparked a big controversy, and now the school board is revisiting their decision. 3 supporters of the plan could now be kicked off the Portland School Committee. And earlier this week, a member of the committee submitted a plan that would give parents the option of blocking access to prescription contraceptives. It would also limit contraceptives to students who are at least 14 years old. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.